This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Henry David Thoreau's death 150 years ago has inspired memorial events in Concord, the Massachusetts Concord. But Thoreau passed through our Granite State Concord on a trip by boat and foot that led to his first book. He made the trip as a 22-year-old with his brother John. In a flat-bottomed skiff they built themselves, they paddled down their hometown Concord River to the Merrimack. Heading upstream on the Merrimack to New Hampshire, their paddle was eased by a canal and lock system that bypassed rapids and falls and made river transport possible from Concord to Boston. Reaching Hooksett, they took off on foot to that iconic river headwaters, the summit of Mount Washington. Thoreau wrote, "Thus, in fair days as well as foul, we had traced up the river to which our native stream is a tributary, until from the Merrimack it became the Pemigewasset that leaped by our side. And when we had passed its fountainhead, the wild Amonoosuc, whose puny channel was crossed astride, guided us towards its distant source among the mountains." Thoreau's first book, A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers, is a dense philosophical work with river as allegory for life's journey. Poignantly, Thoreau's brother and closest friend John died a few years after the trip. He wrote the book as one way, his way, to bear that loss. John isn't named in the book. He's called simply The Other as the author's sole companion, but the book's first lines identify The Other as brother and muse. "Where'er thou sailest, who sailed with me, though now thou climbest loftier mounts, and fairer rivers dost ascend, be thou my muse, my brother." For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. Sit beside a mountain stream, see her waters rise. Listen to the pretty sound of music as she flies.